happening locally. The news.
And let us take today's look, some of those stories here in the local Panama news. Copper concentrate loading operations in the port of Punta Rincón in Donoso have been suspended after the issuance of a resolution by the Panama Maritime Authority, the AMP, since January of the 26th, as a measure linked to a certification of the scales used in the Minera Panama export process, and it is not known when shipments will resume. It's not clear when the AMP will allow us to continue loading our copper concentrate, Alan Delaney, First Quantum's general manager, said in an internal communication issued by the Minera Panama holding company. In this statement, the company attributes to the AMP the fact of blocking copper exports, taking various actions to obstruct port operations, including carrying out extraordinary and unusual inspections, including maritime pilots to provide the service to ships, and issuing resolution 007-2023, which suspends cargo operations. After the AMP issued the resolution on the 26th of January, the company appealed the measure, but on February the 2nd, the AMP Directorate of Ports and Industrial Maritime Industries rejected the incident, although the company can still appeal to the general administrator of the entity. In addition to First Quantum's internal communication, Minera Panama issued a statement on the afternoon of Monday in which it refers to this issue under the same terms and explaining that the suspension measure for cargo operations will be in effect concentrated in the port until it's demonstrated that the process of certification of the calibration of the scales by an accredited company has been initiated. They argue that Minera Panama submitted the required proof of the start of the certification process by an accredited company on the 3rd of February. However, they mention that the resolution of the AMP varies from the previous process of internationally accepted certifications that Minera Panama has provided, which had been accepted up until now. It will be to the detriment of Panama, mine workers, suppliers, and the Panamanian economy in general if the government of Panama forces Minera Panama to close Cobre Panama, which may be necessary if the concentrate is not shipped in mid-February due to limited storage capacity on site. They specified in the statement, in which they reiterated that the AMP measure is part of a series of growing attempts by the government to put pressure on the company to accept a renewed concession contract under your conditions. In Spain, there is new evidence that former President Ricardo Martinelli would have laundered money with the purchase of an apartment in Madrid for €3.2 million. That's about $4.4 million. This is revealed by a journalistic work published this Monday, the 6th of February, by El Confidencial, which supports the data with a report from the Central Operative Unit. This is of the Civil Guard, and it was carried out at the request of the National Court of Spain. Within the investigations that are followed by corruption to the construction company FCC. The former president is being investigated in this case because it is presumed that behind the works awarded in his government to both FCC and its partner, the Brazilian company Odebrecht, there was payment of bribes, and that part of them were later laundered in Spain and in Swiss banks. Judge Ismael Moreno of the Central Investigating Court No. 2, according to the publication, suspects that at least part of these funds were paid by the FCC to ensure the awarding of Ciudad del Salud and Lines 1 and 2 of the Metro from Panama. The conclusions of the investigations carried out by the Civil Guard Investigative Unit were recently incorporated into the summary, according to said medium. El Confidencial mentions that the Civil Guard verified that the company Desarrollo Inmobiliario Ibérico S.A. linked to Martinelli and his sons Ricardo Rica Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares bought a 393 square meter apartment on the third floor of number 7 of the Calle Ruiz del Alcón in the exclusive Madrid neighborhood of Los Jerónimos. His eldest son, Ricardo, would have been in charge of the negotiation and purchase of the property, as well as the subsequent remodeling of the Madrid apartment. According to the Spanish media, the operation materialized with the payment of 3.2 million euros housed in a Spanish Novo Banco account, and that hours before had been transferred from another global bank account in Panama. Judge Moreno requested information from Panama about the transactions, and the response reached them last September. The ambassador of Panama in Turkey, Mariel Sagel, announced that so far no Panamanians have been reported affected by the earthquake of magnitude 7.7, which was registered this Monday in the southeast of Turkey. Sagel said yesterday morning that there had been aftershocks and the building that he was in had to be evacuated, but everyone is fine. Since early in the morning, we contacted the students and the resident Panamanians who are here with the consulate, and we are all fine. I have not received reports or contact with any tourists, and I would be surprised, because generally people come to Istanbul, Cappadocia and Ephesus, but those areas have not been affected, Sagel said in the morning. The Maritime and Logistics Affairs portal, marinesite.com, reported that two ships from the Iranian Navy docked in Brazil at the end of January and intend to cross the Panamanian Canal 7th of February, that's today. On January the 28th, Iranian Navy ships were allowed to dock in Brazil despite being under US sanctions. Iran, a theocratic republic dominated by the Shiite religious authorities, finds itself in defiance and confrontation with the United States and the European Union. This is for its support of international terrorism and its attempts to develop an atomic weapon. According to the publication, the Iranian warships should be crossing the Panama Canal today, the 7th of February, coming from Venezuela, a country that has been an important ally of Iran in Latin America. A spokesperson for the United States Embassy in Panama told La Prensa that we have seen the reports about this and we are aware of the statements by the Iranian Navy. We continue to monitor any plans for Iranian naval activities in the Western Hemisphere. The diplomatic spokesperson explained that with reference to the concern of the United States about the Iranian vessels, we refer them to the government of Panama and the Panama Canal Authority for questions related to the Panama Canal. Malaria, or paludism, returns, showing that it is not a disease of the past, controlled, or a trivial emergency. In Panama, malaria cases almost doubled in 2022 compared to 2021, according to the data from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health. The figures show that last year, 6,288 cases were reported from January the 2nd through to December the 10th of 2022. That is 2,645 more cases than in 2021, when the figure was 3,643 cases for that same period. The scenario for this 2023 shows no signs of change, since the most recent epidemiological report details that 257 cases of malaria were registered in the first 2 weeks. The regions with the most cases are Guniyala with 123, Darien with 90, and the Ngarbe-Bugli region with 31. Faced with this situation, the Ministry of Health will buy more detection tests through the Pan-American Health Organization, and the supply of medicines to treat malaria will be reinforced. This was reported by Melva Cruz, General Director of Health, who explained that it was also agreed with the regional teams to continue delivering mosquito nets with chemicals in endemic regions, and will begin in the Guniyala region. That's it. There we go. There's our look. That's our Tuesday morning look. Some of those things here in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.